Good morning from the breakfast crew. Simon Mayo, good morning, Radio 1.
Bury St. Edmunds, Suffolk. Now, a number of people might think, yeah, someone's made it up. But actually, this has the ring of authenticity. Let me say, the handwriting looks as though this is right. I'll just do it from the beginning. Elizabeth Jane Griffiths, age 73, has written this in. Dear Breakfast Crew, I often listen to your programme in the mornings. It's such an entertaining show. I happened to hear this confession a few weeks ago. Someone was telling how he got caught in an old lady's home. Do you remember this? Dressed in a satanic party suit, and how he scared her almost witless. Do you remember that story? Elizabeth Jane Griffith says, I have reason to believe I am the very Mrs. Griffiths he was referring to. So now that he's come clean, I will too. You see, I suspected all the time that little Debbie, the neighbour's daughter, had been romping on my bed with her boyfriend. She must have been quick enough to get out, but he, clumsy boy as he was, didn't make it when I came in. He was probably still putting all his clothes on, says Elizabeth Jane Griffiths, age 73. However, I never told Debbie's parents. It would have spoiled the fun. And it was worth seeing Debbie's face every time she saw me. She looked so guilty, the poor girl. Sounds like the ref for his reason for not booking Gazza at the weekend. However, this boyfriend of hers used to park his car just outside my gate. Such insolence, I thought, and decided to do something. So every time when the car was there, I used to pour things like washing up liquid, cider and my eye drops into the petrol tank. Never a lot, just a little bit at a time. And I made sure that nobody ever saw me doing it. I wonder whether he knew why his car was always behaving like a kangaroo every time he left Debbie's house. Eventually he changed his car, and I couldn't be bothered to find out which his new one was, so I stopped doing it. Now I suppose we're even, aren't we? I suppose I need to be forgiven as well. Yours faithfully, Elizabeth Jane Griffiths, age 73. A follow-up story, just to make it completely even. I think that's a true letter. I think, Elizabeth Jane Griffiths, you're a sneaky old lady. Of course we forgive you, of course we do. It's Confessions, Simon Mayo, London W1N, 4DJ.